Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy with maybe some snow coming in later on this afternoon, changing over to maybe a snow-rain mixture tonight. We'll have a high today of about 27 degrees. Kenosha right now, the temperature is 23. It's 21 in Burlington. Milwaukee 23, also 23 degrees in Racine. One person was ejected, a total of 6 injuries reported, with a two-vehicle accident that occurred in Racine early Sunday afternoon. That crash happening at Barker and Buchanan Streets. A police department news release indicates only that the severity of the injuries were unknown and that all of the victims were taken to the emergency room of Ascension All Saints Hospital. Anybody who may have witnessed this accident is being asked to call the police department's investigation unit at 635-7756 or anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 636-9330, also by text to RACS, then 274637. The recent arrest and issuance of assault-related charges against a Kenosha police officer, as well as misconduct in public office, for an alleged personal incident while on duty, prompting one alderman there to seek the officer's immediate termination from the force. Chief Daniel Muskinis contacted by 8th District Alderman Kevin Matheson. He urged a recommendation to the Police and Fire Commission for their meeting on the 17th of the month to dismiss Officer Kendall West. A press release from Matheson says that West had been arrested back in 2004 prior to being hired by KPD, though it does not say for what. West is on paid administrative leave. Alderman Matheson believes a swift termination is in order. West alleged to have punched a man outside of a hospital over a relationship with his estranged wife. A passerby called the Kenosha County Emergency Dispatch Center just before 1 o'clock this morning, said there was a barn on the Gitzlaff Farm site on Highway H in Summers that appeared to be on fire. What it turned out to be was the smoldering from the remnants of a devastating fire Friday night into Saturday morning, which destroyed several buildings. The main structure was a barn loaded with hay. Along the highway side of that complex, it was reduced to a pile of rubble. There was a milking parlor also destroyed, as well as a tractor, among other things. One side of a silo obviously charred. Damage from that fire currently estimated at some $800,000. Never a good time to have a water problem inside your building, especially in the wintertime. Something happened after midnight in the southwest side of Racine as a Mount Pleasant police officer reported water coming out of 2225 South Green Bay Road in the Highridge Center strip mall between the Kmart and the former Office Max space. The officer said there was water pouring from the ceiling inside. City Fire Department got there, had to break in the door to get inside. They had to shut off the main water supply. Efforts to contact somebody for the mall's ownership proved futile. Not so for the Kmart, though. They checked around for any signs of water infiltration into that part of the complex. There's a proposed ordinance in Mount Pleasant that would change the way that property owners in the village are assessed for improvement projects. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's going to come up before the village board this evening for, according to the agenda, consideration and possible enactment.
The proposed ordinance is the work of an ad hoc committee, which unanimously approved a draft of the new rules last fall. It would assess residents for projects such as sewer and water lines, roads, and other infrastructure improvements if the project provides an immediate benefit to the property owner, and it would defer payments if the benefit came in the future. If a project is deemed a benefit to the entire village, abutting property owners would not be charged. The call for changes in special assessments came after residents along Highway V questioned how much they were being assessed for a water and sewer project designed to help development in Caledonia. Tonight's Village Board meeting begins at 6 o'clock with a closed session to discuss possible litigation in connection with a proposed senior living facility at Campbell Woods. The Plan Commission's recommendation to deny the permits for the project comes before the board later in the meeting. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will meet at 6 o'clock in Building 1 of the Administration Services Campus in Mount Pleasant Street. It's a work session, so no decisions are going to be made. The agenda, though, includes the 2017-18 budget cycle with a very early financial forecast. And spending proposal. There is also discussion scheduled on the recently concluded middle school survey, as well as what is listed as asset protection. Meanwhile, Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Ha says it was a strategic mistake that led to the school district's poor showing on the last round of state-mandated standardized tests. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Dr. Ha said that she directed the schools to focus on another set of tests designed to focus on measuring student growth.
Our teachers in our schools have been focused so much on a different test called the MAP, which we give in the fall, the winter, and the spring to see how much progress our students are making. And the forward exam is new. It was different the year before and different the year before. The state has changed their tests every year. We made a commitment and a decision to focus on MAP every year that we've been giving and not as much on this state exam, and because it was changing all the time. And so when it came time for teachers to focus on those exams, we focused on the MAP and gave the forward exam. Guess what we're doing next year? We're going to focus on the forward exam because that's the one that they're using to calculate our scores.
Racine Unified's performance on the forward test that the students took last spring was the worst of the state's five major metro areas, and Dr. Hawes acknowledges that it was a factor in the school board limiting her contract extension to just a single year. She is confident, though, the district will perform much better in this spring's testing. Tonight, the Burlington Area School Board will meet at 7:30 in the district offices on North Pine Street. The agenda for that gathering includes discussion about the facility survey that was recently completed, which could lead to a referendum. The survey focused on whether 92-year-old Karcher Middle School, the one-time high school for the district, ought to be renovated for current and future needs or replaced. Also being considered, infrastructure projects district-wide, as well as creation of a single-site Montessori program and expansion course offerings for 5th and 6th graders. A vote favoring a referendum by the 21st of this month would allow it to go onto the April ballot. 69% of the 1,400 or so survey respondents, the taxpayers, they supported at least asking the question. It was just a few days after word came out that the Kmart store on South Green Bay Road on the southwest side of Racine was targeted for closure in a few months, and big crowds appeared yesterday for the start of a sell-down on merchandise. Long lines of customers to the registers at different points of the day, fraying nerves on occasion with the long waits. Stores among dozens nationwide that Sears Holdings announced last week would be closed. And ticket prices are fairly steep for anybody from southeast Wisconsin wanting to or planning to go to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas to see Sunday's Cowboys-Packers playoff game. The broker down there is Ticket IQ. They say the average price for a single ticket is $720. That is the highest they have ever seen for a game in the divisional round. Some seats in the new stadium that's called Jerry's World, after, of course, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, running as high as $3,000. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.